The proposed rule would require companies to publicly disclose the fluids and chemicals they inject deep into the ground to extract natural gas and oil from shale formations. David Neslin directs the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which is charged with overseeing the industry. He says the goal is to increase transparency and public trust.
Hydraulic fracturing fluids are potentially dangerous. They need to be isolated, carefully managed.
The public weighed in on the rule during a 12-hour hearing on Monday, and many have serious concerns. Benita Phillips is a registered nurse who worked for the oil and gas industry in Saudi Arabia. She says there are too many loopholes.
We do not need to have the oil and gas business telling us what to do with our resources and how we need to do this.
The rule would require companies to disclose both hazardous and non-hazardous fluids and concentration levels. But many in the environmental community worry it won't go far enough because it has an exemption for trade secrets. Julie Boyles from Weld County testified that she wants full disclosure.
This is a no-brainer. Just because I have a list of ingredients for creme brulee definitely does not mean I can make creme brulee.
Full disclosure was a term people echoed throughout the day. Bill Dvorak is on the board of the Colorado River Outfitters Association. He says he worries about wildlife and economic impacts.
And I urge you to do away with all of these exemptions that the industry has so that when there is a spill and we can deal with it and we can go ahead and try to contain it before it has serious ramifications.
We hear and we understand the public concern. It is not lost on us. We can be accused of lots of things. Tone deaf is not one of them.
That's Jeff Seaman with the Colorado Petroleum Association. Seaman says oil and gas companies take environmental stewardship very seriously. He also says fracking has been a safe practice in Colorado, but agrees that it must be managed appropriately.
I don't want anybody to think I'm being flip when I say the industry is not in the business of bringing chocolate out of the ground. We're not mining baby lotion. We're bringing hydrocarbons out of the ground. So as much as hydraulic fracturing fluids present risks, we think that you need to keep some balance in your perspective.
The energy industry supports the proposed rule as written. Tisha Connolly Schuller heads the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. She says only a small percentage of chemicals used would fall under trade secret protection.
Every industry in Colorado is allowed trade secret protection, and we think it's important that the oil and gas industry is offered the same level of protection. It's important to encourage innovation and to ensure that we do continue to develop the best additives to ensure that we can do drilling efficiently.
Other concerns about the rule include the timing. Companies would have 60 days to disclose the chemicals after a well is fracked. Environmentalists want full disclosure prior to the drilling. They also want companies to fill out a form and get approval if there will be a trade secret exemption. The State Commission plans to deliberate and make a final ruling on Monday. At least 7 other states either have or are considering public disclosure for fracking fluids. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.